Last year, the Air Force revamped the way it evaluates its enlisted airmen for promotion. Now it's turning its attention to officers. While the change is a big move, it also signals a larger dissatisfaction with the military's up or out system. Federal News Radio Scott Massioni joins us with more.
The Air Force is undertaking a massive overhaul of its officer evaluation system. What that means for officers in the future, though, is still undetermined. Last month, the Air Force began to look at how it appraises officers when they're up for promotion. That will also include the way officers can present themselves to superiors when they're being evaluated for promotion, and what kind of information they can submit. Air Force Deputy Chief of Staff for Manpower, Personnel, and Services Headquarters, Lieutenant General Gina Grosso, says it may be a while, though, before the changes take place. She says it could take a year to a year and a half to complete the process. Here's Grosso speaking at an Air Force Association event in Arlington, Virginia.
Really, we're doing a cradle-to-grave look. So just like we did on the enlisted system, we're starting that now. You can imagine that takes a lot of bandwidth, honestly. So, but everything's on the table. So how we evaluate people, how do we think about the promotion recommendation form, how do we stratify? It's very interesting because there was so much pushback on when we did the enlisted evaluation system, when we went to that static closeout date like the Navy. It was fascinating to watch. There was so much pushback on doing that. And now that we've done it, the field is asking, when are we going to do that for officers? So we'll be looking at that. But, as I said, this is really in the infancy stage, because the team that did most of the enlisted work is, I think, we're in a good place there. So we're starting that work on the officer side now. And I think the force is ready, frankly, from the feedback that we get.
The Air Force has been planning these changes since 2014, and it revamped its enlisted evaluation system last year. The enlisted system updated performance report forms and limited stratification restrictions. But by tinkering with the evaluation systems, the Air Force is in a subtle way taking some of the military's up-or-out restrictions into its own hands. Right now, according to the law, officers are given a certain amount of time they can be in a rank. They must be promoted to the next rank within that time frame. If they don't, they'll be forced to leave the military. During that time, they face promotion boards which evaluate whether the officer should be promoted or not. If the officer's passed over by two promotion boards, he's also forced to leave. But the Air Force is taking some issue with the up-or-out system, and it's hoping Congress might be able to give the Air Force some authorities to be more lenient on the law. Here's Grosso again.
How can we think about differently this career progression and this very rigid set in law? So it's not as if we wouldn't change it ourselves, but we need some help from Congress. And we have waypoints along the way, and when you hit that waypoint, whether for officers, captain, major, lieutenant, colonel, you're all in. I mean, you don't have the option of personally saying, hey, I don't want to compete this time. I know I haven't done things I need to do. I'm frankly really happy where I am, but we have an up or out system. So we were hoping to get some flex there where we could allow individuals to take themselves out, not be competitive, or changing the length of time. In essence, you'll hear folks, we hear some pilots say, hey, can I just fly for several years? Some personnel say, hey, I love being at the base level. I love being part of that wing unit. But those are captain's billets. So if they're really happy and their family's happy, can we find a way to help them stay where they are longer? But it turns out in the system we have today, you can't get promoted. So how do we think differently about these career lengths?
Grosso says the Air Force needs to look at what it needs from the 21st century airmen and evaluate how it retains them. But still, Grosso says the upper out system does have some merits. Here she is after her speech, where she explains the pros and cons of the upper out system.
I think it's a system that was designed for a different force. In the force we have today, with the talent that we need, I think it's too rigid. But I do want to qualify. I'm not trying to throw out the baby with the bathwater, because it has given us the most competent force we've ever had. So there may be parts of that we want to keep. So how do you get the best of both worlds? So I think in the end it'll look at some sort of hybrid system. Because the reason they put that in was because people were staying too long, and then you can't bring in young people and you can't get promoted. So there's best of both worlds, I would say.
Talent evaluation isn't the only thing Grosso's considering changing, too. She's also considering the physical aspects of airmen, especially as the landscape of warfare is changing. Here she is again.
You know, one of the other things that I'm thinking a lot about, that's really in the nascent stages, but I mean, if you think about warfare in the future and you think about this idea from really the DepSecDef is the one that's so eloquent on it, but this third offset strategy, which is this interface between man and machine, you know, how much brawn does the military need and how much intellect? And so I just think about a cyber warrior. Now, do I care what a cyber warrior weighs? Do I care that they run a mile and a half in whatever, you know, 12 minutes? So it sort of gets to this idea, rather than having this made the standard for the whole force, do we think about individual standards, which frankly scares a lot of people. I mean, we're a force that values uniformity. So as we march into the 21st century, how do we very deliberately think differently about this uniformity versus individual and make sure that we still have a coherent fighting force? But we're really starting to take a hard look at some of those policies that we've had for a very long time in this idea that you really want to attract this talent. And so does it really make sense to not bring people in? Certainly no obscene or any tattoos, anything. That's a 0 on 1 for me. But just, I mean, they're in vogue. So do I really care that you know, somebody has a flower on their arm or on their back or on their, you know, these sleeve tattoos are very popular.
Who knows? Maybe the whole way that the Air Force looks will change in the actual search for talent. In Washington, Scott Massioni, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.
And Scott's story is online right now at federalnewsradio.com.